Who can I talk to?
Can anyone relate to what I'm going through?
Who else understands what it's like to have cancer?
Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer with people you know. You just want to talk with someone who knows how you feel. Open 24/7, Macmillan Cancer Support's online community is a safe space to connect with people who understand what it's like to have cancer. It's free to use and anonymous. From day one, whatever you need to get off your chest, community members are available day and night to offer support on the online forum. Talk openly and honestly with people who've been there too. You're not in this alone. We're here to help. To join, search Macmillan Online Community.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Chimp Crazy. Yeah, we were recapping Chimp Crazy a little bit before this. How'd your life run after that?
It was great. I had some lunch. I worked on my Substack. It was a nice afternoon. And now back here to talk some, you know, what's going on in the world of Bravo, etc. What about you? What did you do this afternoon?
I didn't do jack shit. I ate some ice cream because I've still got some ice cream from Jenny's ice cream. So I really concentrated on ice cream. It was an ice cream forward afternoon. It was delicious. But today, guess what we're doing? We're going over some Bravo news. If you are on YouTube, we can see your comments over here. And we should be streaming to Instagram Live. You know, I don't know if we are.
I'll look on my phone.
Check that out. We've got some little stuff to open up while we wait for people to join us. Allie is engaged. Jill Zarin's daughter, Allie, got engaged. It's a big one.
The big one.
You know, showing off that ring all over the internet. So that's good. Congrats, Allie.
Yeah, congrats. You know, I'm not seeing it as being live on Watch What Crappens right now, but maybe I have to reload. Does anyone else see it as live on Instagram, I should say? Because I am not seeing it.
Talk about it. It looks like it's live to me, and that's all we're going to do about it. Because you know what?
Well,
I'm not stopping crap, okay? That's it.
Okay, great.
You know what? I thought Chimp Crazy was called Chin Crazy. I thought it was going to be about Bethany because she's got a chin. That's it. I'm sorry. Okay? You know what? So does she really need another show?
Well, it's crazy that Ali Shapiro is engaged. I mean, here we saw her grow up before our eyes. I mean, it won't be long before Gia's going to be engaged, I'm sure. And I'm sure Avery will find someone who loves her. Although it'll be hard to compete. I don't know if she'll be able to find a man who's as handsome as my man, Mary, okay? Not saying I'm in competition, but I look younger. Avery looks older, okay?
You know, it's going to be really hard at the wedding because Avery's going to be walking down the aisle and everybody's going to say, whoa, look at the mother of the bride. Why is she wearing a wedding dress? It's so tacky. Because I'm going to look younger. Then they're going to say, read your own vows. I'm going to get up and I'm going to say, here's my vow. I look old, you look young, I look young, you look old, I look young, you look old. Okay.
So Allie I guess there was a video of Allie with her now fiance, Jordan Belfield. So she's going to be Allie Shapiro Belfield.
Who's this Jordan Belfield? Is his name Belfield? Jordan Belfield. Belfield. Jordan Belfield. I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I feel like that's not the strongest last name. Is it bad to judge somebody's last name? I don't think you can help your last name. Jordan Belfield. Let's go over his LinkedIn. Oh, I have to sign in. Girl, I don't have a LinkedIn. I took that shit down. Why would I have a LinkedIn? Dynamic and results-oriented with a proven track record of driving success through Seymour. Oh, it's making me sign in. God. Let's do a quick security check. I'm not doing this with you, LinkedIn. Just show me the business on Jordan Belfield.
Jordan Belfield. You know that Allie, in about 30 years, will be leaving lots of voicemails that are like, hello, this is Allie Shapiro Belfield, and I'm calling about the reservation for tonight. Can we add another person to it? Thank you so much. You can call me. Again, the name is Allie Shapiro Belfield.
Now, I'm going to his Instagram. Let me tell you, he likes to wear sunglasses. He's in sunglasses a lot. I think he's a sunglasses forward person. He, I think, proposed in the Amalfi Coast or on the Amalfi Coast because there's like vacation pictures of them under signs that say Amalfi. And, you know, in front of that. Now, let me tell you, this is a couple who must really be in love because to get engaged in a town built only of stairs, I mean, that's a lot of swamp butt.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that's
they,
like they really
traveled
like,
the world.
It's like being with somebody and being like, I love you despite your swamp butt. You know, let's get married. And then she's celebrating their marriage. Their engagement picture is her. They're kissing and they're doing, I guess, portrait style. So they're blurred in the background kissing. And then her hand has her ring like right in the camera like that. And it looks violent. I'm just going to say it looks mean. It looks like she's being like, fuck you. I got someone. Who do you have? Loser. That's how I feel. I feel like she's like trying to start a fight.
Yeah, she's, you know what? Allie's come a long way in this world. By the, like, overall, this guy has a, I would say, relatively inoffensive Instagram. I'm actually kind of surprised. I thought it would be just like awful. And it's like, you know, it's like a guy, it's just like a very normal person with an Instagram of nice locations. I can't stand that issue. I
think he might have a light inside kind of guy because he's always in sunglasses, like literally. You don't like the ring?
No, I hate photos where people just throw their ring into the camera. I just think it's so obnoxious. Like, I don't know why we accept that as a society. Like, it's so tacky to me when people, like, in this case, especially.
Post?
Yeah, well, it feels like she's about to smack me, first of all, with the back of her hand.
That's what I mean. Like, she's about to backhand me with the fucking ring.
Like,
congratulations on getting married. Like, why do you have to be so violent? You know, like, what
Her ring looks like, you know, when a spider has, like, babies and it has, like, an egg attached to its butt. It's walking around with a big white, like, Q-tip butt. That's what her ring looks like to me. Big old spider egg butt.
Big old spider egg butt. Well, maybe she's doing it because he's always in sunglasses. So she's like, look, this is the ring. Can you see it? Can you see it, Billfold?
I also feel like what I want from Jordan is I need some in-between months from him because all his photos are either like, it's summer or like, it's winter now. And now it's summer again. It's only summer and snow. There's nothing in between with him.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a dramatic all or nothing kind of a person. He's like, do you want to never date again or do you want to get married right now on the Amalfi Coast?
He only has two seasons. And I think we need to see some fall and spring from him.
It looks like he's a stick-it person. He's got maybe a company, or at least he's working a booth for a company. And it's called Stick-It. And it's charging your phone made easy. So I don't know. He's a stick-it mobile, you know?
Stick-it.
Stick-it mobile.
I do see he has a lot of hashtag stick-it going on here.
Well, that's what he's done. He's stick-it. He did a stick-it on the finger. He's stuck it on the finger.
He has, look, for some reason, it drives me nuts. All his photos are like hot summer photos. The photos are not hot, but like it's hot weather, shorts, t-shirts.
Back off Allie's husband already, okay, you horn dog.
Then all of a sudden, it's snowy mountains. And
like,
I'm
really into a guy with broken pupils. Okay, so let's move on to our next story, which is Buying Beverly Hills has been canceled by Netflix. Buying Beverly Hills suffering the dreaded Netflix two-season curse, which I'm absolutely not shocked by. And here's why. I didn't really ever watch it. I just watched one episode and I couldn't take it because especially I think it's Alexia who talks just like Kyle. She talks like a mini Kyle and I couldn't take it. I had to turn it off. And it was, I think I remember describing it as homely people in love. I think was my log line. It was like homely people pretending they're in real estate and like having inter-office romances, but like they're none of the ones you want to hear about. You know what I mean? It's always like the guy who steals everyone's lunch, who's boning somebody, and you don't want to hear about that guy. You know, that was.
Yeah, I watched one or two episodes of the first season and I hated it. And I was like, I'm never going to watch this because I also like my hot take is that I don't think that Netflix does reality TV very well by and large. And so watching a Netflix version of like actually their own show, Selling Sunset's like one of the few Netflix reality shows that I really, really enjoy. But watching this own like this weird derivative version of it, I just didn't really get lift off with me. But then I heard that season two was really good. I had like multiple people were like, yo. Season one sucked, but you have to watch season two. But I think that it came out at a time when we had a million shows on Bravo. So I just wasn't able to ever watch it. And now it's done and I'm okay with that. I don't think I need any of those daughters on my TV.
Everyone's saying Ryan Serhant's show, Buying New York, I think it's called, was really good, or is really good. It's still on. It's currently on. Everyone's saying that that one's really, really the good
one. I hated it.
It's like the really good real estate. You hated it?
Well, I just think that, again, he's such a bad actor. Like, I can't do reality shows where the star is a bad actor. Like, you know, I can't do something where it's like, hold on, I have to go. Like, are you serious right now? I've got a big deal, and I can't believe that you are talking to me right now because I have to be on the phone with a deal that's about to close. I'm like, just act better, please, so you can sell me the fantasy. I just think that, like, I don't know. I think I just have a problem with him. I'm sorry to be such a negative person on these shows today, but it's not for me.
Well, Ryan is kind of a douchebag, and he's really cute and everything. And I think you're kind of supposed to be a douchebag on these shows, but, you know, they're douchebag forward. But yeah, he's a little much. Something he did went viral a little while back. It was a wedding he went to in Dubai, and he's like, this wedding is sick, guys. Look, it's this wedding cost $50 million. And you know, it's all kind of built on like slave labor and stuff. And it's like, look, there's fireworks that are actual dolphins being shot out of cannons in the middle of the sky. Isn't that sick? It's a week long wedding. And it just kept going on and on with like all the ridiculous things they spent money on. And the video going viral, whoever posted this video didn't even know who he was. They were just like, look at this fucking douchebag. It's like walking around the wedding being like, look how expensive this thing is. It's the most expensive shit I've ever seen in my life, you guys. There's so much money spent at this wedding. It's like he's jizzing all over himself because so much money was spent on every little thing. And it's like, I don't know, you know, like get a hug, you know?
Yeah.
Hugs are priceless, guys. Okay. Dolphins coming out of fireworks are expensive, but hugs are priceless.
Yeah. I just have never been able to really like get behind Ryan Serhant. Like maybe his Architectural Digest videos are better because he's not being so on. He's just like being what, like a proper realtor, but like on Million Dollar Listing New York, I just always felt like he was just such a bad actor. Like you can't let me see the scenes of your reality show. I know it's fake, but you can't like you have to like do it. It has to be like professional wrestling. You have to convince me that there's an actual story going on because otherwise I'm not going to be happy.
Well, in other news, Tamara Judge of Real Housewives of Orange County, bitch, went on Two Teas in a Pod, which is her podcast, and Melissa was on there, and Teddy, I'm reading this literally directly from Reddit, so thank you guys. Teddy asked if Melissa knew anything about the situation with Danielle and her brother, and she said no, and then Tamara chimed in and said, someone DM'd me that Danielle beat up her sister-in-law. Dun, dun, dun. So that's the rumor from Tamara, who now, Tamara just spreading shit, even on other shows. Like, they've let Tamara loose on every other show. She's just loose. She's just attacking every house.
She just says it.
Yeah.
I believe it, by the way. I believe that 100%.
They could say Danielle beat up anybody. I would believe it. Like if there was like an ice cream truck driver on her street that got beat up, I would believe that Danielle did it. Why not?
Yeah. No, she 100% did, I believe. And her story has never seemed to really add up about why her brother will not talk to her at all. It's not just, and she was just like, oh, yeah, so I just made fun of him on Instagram. You know, I do impersonations. I mock people. It's funny. And he just didn't like it. And all of a sudden doesn't want me anymore. Doesn't add up.
Yeah. Someone said Ryan Serhant is hot, but he needs to take off about 30 bracelets.
And also his hair these days is doing weird things. I don't know what his hairstyle is, but it needs to be adjusted.
I like that. I like that judging. So I saw a guy today. I think his name is like a Real Husband or Jersey or something. First of all, this guy's so fucking gorgeous. I don't know if anybody's seen this video I'm about to talk about. Here, you know what? Let me just open it because then I could say his real name and tell you just, I don't even care if you like the story that I'm about to say because it's really a nothing story. I'm only bringing it up because this guy's like unbelievably hot. I can't take it. His name is The Real Bravo Dad on TikTok. And he talks like this. He keeps moving his hand right by his head to make a point. And it looks kind of like he's about to hit you too. Like there's a lot of violent stuff online today in today's show. But he's really hot, Ben. Look at the link.
I see him. No, I'm already there. He's gorgeous.
So, I mean, his eyebrows, like his hair, everything. I just see
hair's great. Yeah.
So this video is basically, is one of those TikToks where he acts like he's got new info. Look how he's talking so emphatically. He's like, let me tell you about what I heard today. You guys are not going to believe this. This is absolutely mind-breaking, ball-busting, unbelievable shit I'm about to tell you. Brace yourself. If you got a car seat, put your kid in the car seat. Tie your kid up tight. Because you know what this is? You're about to crash the car. You're about to crash the car from what I'm about to tell you. So Evan, you know the storyline that Evan cheated. You know, Margaret hears this rumor. She tells Joe. Joe tells Joe Giudice. Joe Giudice eventually tells Teresa. Teresa blows it up. It's this rumor that Evan cheated. Well, apparently, everyone, you know, he gets away with it. How did he get away with it? I don't know. But Joe Gorga, at his comedy show, in the Q&A, tells everybody that actually happened. It actually happened, guys. Evan actually cheated. Joe Gorga said it at his comedy show. There, you heard it here first. You heard the news here. I was like, you made me sit here through this, and that was your huge news,
girl. Yeah, that's wild. Also, I feel like there would be video proof of that. Like, I guarantee there'd be someone who filmed Joe Gorga saying that. Like, I'm a little surprised. It's not that I don't believe it, but I just feel like if someone who's going to, like, a Joe Gorga comedy show is probably whipping out their cell phone and recording everything he's saying.
I think that maybe you just stop. You know what I mean? I think that's maybe one of those things where, like, oh my God, I'm at a Joe Gorga show, I'm going to record. And then you realize what a waste of gigabytes that is after a couple of his jokes.
Yeah.
And then you just put away your phone. I mean, I think if there's any show to just put your phone away at, it's a Joe Gorga comedy show. I've got to guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is like an element where, like, you don't want to have any sort of like photographic proof that you're at it. So you just sort of keep your phone in your pocket. Like, just hopefully, you know, the last thing you need is to like start recording and like your voice gets on camera laughing. And everyone's like, wait a second, did Ben just go to a Joe Gorga comedy show on his own?
And like it?
Have to hide under a rock.
All right, and some bigger news. Tom Girardi testified in his fraud trial. And, you know, he claims he has dementia and stuff, and he really played it up for the courts. Now, that said, he is old as hell. I mean, Tom is very old. He's aged a lot since all of this happened. And who knows what he even remembers now. But he did have to go take the stand. And the former head, this is from Page Six, the former head of the now defunct Girardi and Keyes law firm, who's being sued for allegedly embezzling $15 million from his clients, emphatically denied any wrongdoing. The last thing I would do would be to take someone's money, he said. I wouldn't think of it. He reportedly also repeated several times during his testimony that he never gave himself a salary. Does that sound like he's very Trumpian?
Yeah, and I love the photos they have, you know. I think it's hilarious. This guy, they keep on putting him in these oversized blazers, these ill-fitting khakis. They just try to make him look like a disheveled, you know, clown off the street. Like, I wouldn't even know what's even a lawyer do. How does even anyone do this? I couldn't steal money because I don't even know how to use a belt. You know, it's so funny, the manipulation they're trying.
Well, and he does look, I mean, listen, I act like, oh, I'm so cynical. I don't believe anything I read. I literally believe everything I read. You know that. And so I read this and I'm like, well, maybe he is suffering from that because he does look like it, but he's gained a lot of weight. And this isn't to body shame him. It's just that he has gained like a ton of weight doing whatever he's doing in wherever he is. And they're still putting oversized coats. Like, they're having to go buy new coats to make them look oversized. And that's what you see. Like, oh, come on, man. Come on. I see you, Thomas. I see you.
Yeah. I mean, both things can be true. He could be, you know, like in the throes of dementia or Alzheimer's, and he could have conned a lot of people out of money. But I don't know. I think that the con started before, you know, there was mental deterioration.
Yeah, but he did it. Let's see what else they said. When asked about missing settlement funds in the case of Joe Rio Gomez, a young man who was badly burned due to a gas line, he said he never lied about how much his former client was owed. I wouldn't have said that. I didn't intentionally ever tell anyone the wrong thing. Presumably in his baby voice, which we've heard on voicemails. And Girardi reportedly then explained that he was told Rio Gomez allegedly had a really bad drug problem and claimed the judge on the young man's case was very strict to say, you got to space the money out. Yeah, oh, okay. You're still not allowed to do that.
I don't think
you were just being a good person.
Not, Yeah, I don't think it's up to the lawyer to decide what the client does with the money. You don't just, you're not like mom. You're not like a, it's not a conservatorship or whatever. Like, the guy's owed money. If he wants to blow it all on blow, then he blows it all on blow. But yeah, that does not sound right at all.
Yes. The IRS records showed that money from Rio Gomez was almost immediately spent on paying back Girardi's old clients. That was a Teresa quote. I wasn't about to go, quote, stealing money, he says. And then he stole a lot of money. The estranged husbands of Real Housewives of Beverly star Erica Jane reportedly testified, obviously, we didn't know about it. He later said in the hearing, per the report, I didn't know very much, but he was very clear in stealing millions of dollars. Wait, what? Although Girardi was found competent to stand trial, he reportedly demonstrated some signs of memory loss on Thursday. When asked if he recalled Rio Gomez's testimony, he said no. And then his lawyer asked about his former longtime assistant, Shirlene, testifying earlier in the week, and he reportedly answered, no, I didn't see that, which he did see it. And then finally, when Cross asked his client to say his name, he answered, I don't know, bad, mean, terrible, it's one of those.
Wow. He also said that he thought his firm was still open. So, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens with the ongoing and seemingly never-ending saga of Tom Girardi, but it seems like he really is not in a good place, but, you know, people need to get their money back, so.
Yes.
There's that.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
She struck him with her motor vehicle. She had been under the influence, and then she left him there.
In January 2022, local woman Karen Reed was implicated in the mysterious death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It was alleged that after an innocent night out for drinks with friends, Karen and John got into a lover's quarrel en route to the next location. What happens next depends on who you ask. Was it a crime of passion?
If you believe the prosecution, it's because the evidence was so compelling. This was clearly an intentional act. And his cause of death was blunt force trauma with hypothermia.
Or a corrupt police cover-up.
If you believe the defense theory, however, this was all a cover-up to prevent one of their own from going down.
Everyone had an opinion. And after the 10-week trial, the jury could not come to a unanimous decision.
To end in a mistrial, it's just a confirmation of just how complicated this case is.
Law and Crime presents the most in-depth analysis to date of the sensational case in Karen. You can listen to Karen exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was, like, at my locker, and she came up to me, and she was, like, stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's, like, doubling and tripling, and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. You're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline, and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What's up, guys? It's your girl Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's too good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend. I mean, the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox, the list goes on. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, what else? What do you have going on over there?
Well, the big thing that got people into a tizzy a few days ago, Sheena and Lala being given the bat signal to replace Jax on The Valley. The audience does not like this. It was like right away, we put up a poll. Are you in favor of this? Everyone in the Bravosphere seems to be livid about this, which is funny. It's funny to, I mean, I also am not a big fan of it either. I think that like they need to stay on Vanderpump Rules, but it's It's funny the implication that people would rather have Jax than Sheena and Lala together. And
oh, yeah. I mean, I would. Wouldn't you? I mean, look, it's not that I don't like Sheena and Lala. They're already on their own show. They need to not right. be on this. This show's already good. And it pisses me off because Bravo doesn't listen. Like, Bravo sends people these emails that are polls, and they make you go through this whole questionnaire about what you want from Bravo, and they just don't listen. I feel like the audience pretty clearly said during the show, don't bring other people on this show. Doesn't need it. The show's already good. Everyone knows that Lala and Sheena have been circling this show like hungry fucking dogs, you know? They already know it. We've known it for years. They bought houses right in the valley. Like, that's not a coincidence that they just, there's a hit show, and then Sheena and Lala, who think their show might be dying soon, go buy a house in the valley suddenly. I mean, we all knew that they were going to try it, and the audience has been saying no for over a year. So what does Bravo do? Guess what? We're going to bring Sheena and Lala on. Come on.
Yeah, I would rather them actually just cultivate new people, like new talent, like quote-unquote talent, than just recycle people from Vanderpump Rules. And in fact, if you're going to use Sheena and Lala, I'd rather you just start working on getting a new season of Vanderpump Rules up. I don't think we need to shuttle them back and forth from show to show. And also, by the way, The Valley has enough stuff going on with it that if Jax has to like step away to go to rehab slash, you know, improve his image for 3 weeks, and he's already out, by the way, then I think that like the cast is strong enough that he can step away for a moment and they can film without him. It's okay.
Amy in the chat says the audience doesn't always know what they want. They also didn't want the show in the first place. Not a terrible point. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You know, on one hand, we're always saying don't let the audience dictate every single thing, but then you know, I use it as a criticism too. But by audience, I mean me. Like, let's face it. I just don't need Lala spouting off on another fucking show. I just don't need it, okay? I've already had enough. She's boring enough on her own show. Now she needs two? Why do we get two of her?
Yeah.
And how many Perrier parties can you throw? Also, another thing I don't like about this is, you know, they're going to team up against Kristen. This show is Kristen's show, and I don't like all these girls on this show trying to oust Kristen. You've already got Janet and Michelle doing it, and now you're going to have the addition of Lala and Sheena doing it, and I don't like it. And you see them posting with at all these like girly things without Kristen. I don't like it. This is Kristen's show. Cut the shit.
And also, like, Sheena and Lala, you know, I like them in the context of Vanderpump Rules, like, that they should be on that show because there's, like, a certain artifice about them that matches Vanderpump Rules. Like, Vanderpump Rules is the show where a bunch of people who are no ones were waiting, were, like, actual, like, waiters and waitresses at a restaurant hoping to hit it big in Hollywood. And, you know, they've technically hit it big because they're on a hit show. But ultimately, but eventually, like, really what it's about is, like, they're always kind of trying to, like, reinvent themselves for the camera and come up with sort. They're very much like reality stars. And The Valley is the same thing, but there's like a little bit more, at least at this point in the show, there's like a little bit more of an authenticity with The Valley because a lot of people on that show, it's like their first time at the rodeo. They don't know what they're doing. And so there's like a little bit more of a raw energy, even though you have like Brittany and Jax and Kristen. And I don't know, I just don't want too many pros, reality TV pros coming on to The Valley. I feel like it's really special that we have so many people that really don't know how they're coming off on TV, if that makes sense.
Well, the news from today, there's some Valley news that's been coming out from The Blast. Oh gosh, there's a pop-up in my way. Get out of here, you damn pump. Jax Taylor is making a fresh start following his rehab stint, and his first stop is a stylish haircut with pal and fellow The Valley cast member Daniel Buku. I think it's interesting that they're calling it a rehab stint because it was like a mental health facility before. So I guess they just dropped that or maybe The Blast is just not going along with that. But he does plan to return to filming, and he's getting a haircut, guys. I mean, there's even pictures of Jax getting a haircut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor made a notable reappearance following the stint in inpatient treatment for mental health. Whoops, made a mistake that slip up. Stepping in with a new look. On Thursday, he was at Dapper Dave's Barber Lounge getting a sleek haircut with Daniel. So there you go.
Well, nothing will fast track a rehab recovery like hearing that your job may be taken by two of your former co-stars. All of a sudden, it's like, no, I'm fine. I'm good. I don't have to touch alcohol ever again. I think I'm good. I think I don't have to be here anymore. Okay, bye, everyone. Free Diet Cokes at Jax's of Studio City. Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
This sentence is killing me. The day reportedly began with him renting a Ford pickup truck from Enterprise, setting the tone for the day. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You know,
that
wasn't sure what sort
he
of day today
was going to suck because he was renting a Ford from Enterprise.
And Jax is the sort of person that would rent a pickup truck when he like lives in, you know, the valley where he does not need a pickup truck. It's flat and more flat, and it's a grid. He's not building any buildings. He doesn't need that thing, but of course he goes and rents a Ford pickup truck as soon as he gets out of rehab.
Yeah. Need to get that big truck. Can I say, I know that everybody's dying to know our thoughts on this. His haircut is adorable. Looks very, very handsome.
It's very nice. It's
and he's really holding on to that hair. Do you think that, because it's going in the back. We saw the bald spot in the back because I remember I was elated just because, you know, bald people love seeing other future bald people. It's like we know we'll have someone to hang out with at a party because, you know, haired people tend to avoid bald people because they're afraid that they're going to catch it. And, you know, maybe you can't. Maybe I did catch it from some fucking thumb-looking motherfuckers. I don't know. But it's embarrassing. So it's nice to see when someone else goes bald because you're like, maybe there's someone else to talk to me at a party.
Don't worry, Ronnie. I have a nice big bald spot growing in the back of my head. So
finally, you'll start talking to me at parties. Okay, so then in other Valley news, Brittany Cartwright. This is from The Sun. Moving on. Brittany Cartwright seen moving out of her marital home with Jax Taylor after going on flirty dates with mystery men.
And of course, The Sun was sure to get as unflattering a photo as possible of poor Brittany here. This is just so rude. This is, you know, tabloids are just nasty, nasty folks sometimes. And they have Brittany.
Didn't she call them in the first place? I mean, who the hell's sitting outside Brittany's house? Is that a thing? I don't know.
But they take, you know, when the paparazzi take photos, they snap like 1,000 photos at a time. And the fact that they chose this really unflattering angle of her is so mean. So, yeah, she's moving.
Yeah.
With Jax, Jax is 45. Wow. Not realize.
She's getting help from her mother, Sherry, who is wearing the same color she likes to wear on her lips, cream colored. And Sherry has a cute little ribbed jogging outfit, like ribbed sweater jogging outfit. God, I'm so jealous of people who can wear those. I just think they're so cute. I have too many lines on my body. So earlier this month, she was spotted at Jaxie's Studio City, the bar her husband opened in October 2023. she was spotted smiling while chatting with the mystery man as she wore a sexy denim romper. She stood close to the man who leaned into her as they talked and rested a hand on the back of the chair she was sitting on. Well, holy mother! Are they gonna fuck Brittany or the chair? Stay tuned!
Well, Brittany and the same man were sitting chatting outside the bar as well, and the Valley co-stars are set to continue filming their show separately amid reports of not being able to be in the same room. Yeah,
she's putting on a brave face, you know? She went about her errands, and she could have looked weak, but instead, she looked strong doing errands. She wore her hair tied up into a bun at the back of her head, and she accessorized with some sunglasses. And nothing says strength like a bun in your hair with sunglasses while you're running your errands.
Someone in the chat says there's no such thing as a sexy denim romper. I think that's a fair theory. That's a very
really
fair theory.
Do we need to bring Leon on as a guest to refute this? Because I'll do it.
Meg in the comments also says, isn't Sherry on Cameo now? Is that true? Is Sherry making a splash on Cameo?
Yes, Sherry is on Cameo. I saw that too.
Wow, for her.
Yeah. Oh, you know who else is on Cameo? Joe Giudice. So Joe Giudice made a video where he's like, hey, you know what? Hey, you know, so who cares? It's me, Joe Giudice. Do you care? I don't fucking care. But you know what? You want a video for something? Like, what you want it for? You know, you want it for a birthday? You want it for like your birthday? You want it for like an anniversary? You want it for like some pep talks? You want pep talks? Call me.
You want to teach your daughter to shave your back? I'll help you out. Give you some tips.
Talks from Joe Giudice.
Hey, it's Joe Giudice. I just want to say congratulations to you. And I hope to anyone who just recently got into a car wreck that you're able to get to your father-in-law's very quickly and take down about 6 shots of whiskey. Good luck.
Yeah. So while Brittany gathered her belongings on Wednesday, Jax was spotted getting a haircut. Oh my God, this haircut really is making all the news.
It's really
that's how you know they called them. Literally, who cares that Jax got a haircut? It's now in 2 different online publications. Okay. Oh, there's a cute picture of Brittany. I don't think there's taking any cute pictures in this outfit, though. She's wearing jogging pants that are like wide
it's fair
bottoms. Fair. What are they? bell-bottom jogging pants, girl. Just stop it.
It's a rough one. It's a rough one for her. I am really excited for the new season of The Valley. I mean, it was so good. And I'm excited to see which ones are more ridiculous in season two. I predict that Zach will be a monster. I think that he will have watched himself on TV and he's going to be like, this is what the people want. So this is what I'm going to give them, Janet. But I think others will be good. Speaking, by the way, of this whole thing, the world of The Valley and Vanderpump Rules, Ariana's brother got arrested. Wow.
What a dumbass.
Things are really going downhill for this guy, you know?
I don't think they were ever really uphill.
He was at like a decent sort of like level.
Has there ever been good news about Jeremy Mannix? I don't think we've ever read one piece of good news about this guy. Never. Not one single damn time. First, it started with him kind of going anti-Ariana and siding with Tom and being like, well, if Ariana doesn't want me talking about what I know, she better call me back. And then, you know, all this stuff. And then he hates her because she doesn't like his girlfriend, who's like much older than him or something, and maybe newly divorced or something. She doesn't approve. So there's a fight over that. And then he's going to hang out with Tom and being sure to get it all on Instagram just to get some attention for it. And now this idiot is arrested for not only weed possession. Okay. Like, who doesn't possess a little weed? You know what I mean? 75 pounds of weed.
Yeah.
He tried to get through an airport. What a fucking moron. In his actual luggage. Oh my God, I can't.
I don't understand people who do this. I always think back to when Michael Vick was busted. I think it was Michael Vick who got busted going. He had weed in like shampoo and he got busted. And I remember on Saturday Night Live, someone was like, why are you hiding the illegal thing that you can't bring on an airplane in another illegal thing that you can't bring on an airplane? Like, I just 100%. Don't understand people who make these choices.
Yeah, In Touch obtained a letter that Tanya, this is the mom, wrote as part of Jeremy's motion to set bond. Jeremy and his friend Jonah got into trouble back on February 16th. I mean, that's a long time for him to be waiting to get in trouble. But anyway, he got in trouble back on February 16th when traveling to Germany from the Orlando International Airport. He was going to Germany. That makes it... You're going on an international flight with 75 pounds of weed, you fucking moron.
Well, the first problem was going into the Orlando airport in the first place. My hell on earth, MCL. Isn't it MCL, MCO, whatever it is? That's already bad. But it's also kind of funny to go into like the airport that is just like nothing but Disney and children and no chewing gum. And he's like, I'm going to bring 75 kilograms of marijuana into the happiest airport place on earth.
What an absolute moron. So Jeremy was hit with a felony trafficking charge. So good luck with that, stupid.
Yeah, people don't mess around with it. Like, that's not like getting a speeding ticket in West Hollywood. That's a big boy charge. So good luck.
So I was closing that window to go back to the headlines page that we write every week, and it landed on this Jax picture back in the Jax article. I think Jax got some work done while he was in quote-unquote rehab or whatever, because he looks downright boyish here. Are you seeing this picture?
I saw that same point. I was like, he actually looked better. It looked like whatever he got done in rehab was working well for him.
Yeah, and I don't want people saying it's because he wasn't drinking or doing drugs, because I'm not drinking or doing drugs. And I don't look like that, okay? People really give too much credit to stopping drinking and drugs, okay?
I was promised
a bill of goods that did not get delivered.
Yeah, I'm not even convinced he went to rehab in the first place, so I'm not going to even say it's from like stopping drinking or drugs, etc. And even if he did go to rehab, I'm also not convinced that he stopped drinking or doing drugs in rehab.
Okay, yeah, I don't know either. I'm not convinced of anything ever, except everything always. Let's think about that, shall we? Okay, here's someone who's getting on my nerves just because they have way too much exposure. That's just too much. Enough of this fucking guy. This guy West from the Summer House. West is everywhere, every day. Every day I open it up and there's some news story about West. And it's never that he did anything. He's never fucking doing anything. He's just getting press for it. What is it? Well, why is he getting so much press? Is it a PR person? Is it money? Do you think he just knows people in the industry? Is he like in touch connected? Like, what is that?
No, he works in media. So they all know each other. And so he, you know, obviously, you know, word gets out. I mean, the fact that he had that whole spread in the New York Times, which was that was just the funniest thing. The New York Times did this masturbatory spread on West, and then the next week the reunion drops and all of the Summer House audience turns on West because it turns out he's a douchebag, which you called all along. That, like, yeah, I don't know how he's getting all these opportunities. It'll be interesting to see how he will rehab his image this year on Summer House, because he's the sort of guy that can do it. But it'll be interesting to see how he does it. But like a dating show, why do we want to see a dating show from West if his whole thing is that he's like, if he can't even like commit to Sierra, then I just don't think there's any hope for him to commit with anyone. So I don't even want to bother wasting my time watching him go through the motions just to improve his own image.
I want to see a show where he washes his hair. That's what I want the plot to be. I want a plot to be a good bath for this guy. So the news is, this is according to Page Six, who else? That's my question. The news is Summer House star West Wilson breaks down new dating show with single celebs on Complex. What's Complex?
Complex is the site that employs him.
That's right.
Was he hired? He used to be on Complex and then he went to Barstool Sports, or vice versa?
I think vice versa. Already. I think it's on Complex. Summer House star West Wilson is hosting a new dating show that will feature him romancing female celebrities, including Hawktwa Girl. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah. It's actually technically Hawktwa Girl.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Why? That's her whole thing.
What does she do?
She had a viral video. Like, there was a moment she's being interviewed over the summer and she's basically like talking about oral sex. She's like, this is what you got to do. You got to go, and then you go in. And people thought that was like the funniest thing ever. And it became super viral and she blew up and she got signed by like UTA or something, or Gersh or CAA. And she now makes the circuits and is like on call me daddy or whatever. And that's just like, that's just life. That's life.
You go, girl. Yeah, you go. So good for her. I hope she finds happiness. Wilson, who rose to fame as a fan favorite on the Bravo reality series before facing criticism for his breakup from co-star Sierra, will challenge women to competitive dates while talking about being single in the public eye. Oh, God.
What does that mean?
So he's a professional now on what it's like to date as a huge celebrity. Give me a break, dude. You've had one season.
Competitive dates? I don't even understand what that concept is.
Competitive dates. Isn't that all dating? I swear, when you're on a date, somebody, they're sitting there staring at Grindr, swiping while you're on the date. It's like you're in the waiting room looking for other doctors at the same time, you know?
Yeah,
it's always competitive.
I don't think we need, first of all, I can't stand West's new haircut. I can't stand the split bangs. You know, I know last year we had some issue with the puffy bangs, the broccoli head, as people would call it. But I don't like, this is a lateral move for me. I need to be fixed. How about a reality show where someone fixes his bangs?
Do they have that?
Bang doctor? Bang rescue? Bang
fixer, like the zip popping lady, but for bangs. I didn't realize I had that sunline on my face because it's that time of day now.
That being said, I am excited for the new season of Summer House. I'm really excited to see how it goes. I read in doing research for this, there was like a Lindsay Hubbard article that came out today. And I was like, ooh, some hot sizzling dish from Lindsay. And it was just like a puff piece. It was just like, it's so funny. You can see when Lindsay is just like, I'm bored. I want to have an article written about me. So you open it up. It's like, yeah, this summer's been like great. I organized the spoons and the forks in the Summer House drawer. So good. I was like, really? This made a headline?
Yeah. There was one today I saw of Lindsay. I think Lindsay has had about 37 functions so far being pregnant. Like, there's just like a million showers, and she's got so many showers. It's like, and Wes can't even get one. You know what I mean? But someone gave her a gift today at a shower, and that was like a huge story.
Yeah. One thing I actually want to watch, there's a link that you put in about Danielle from Summer House, Danielle meeting Bethany. And when you click on it, it says, it's on Reddit, and says, why did Danielle let Bethany embarrass her? So I have not watched the video, but I was wondering if you'd indulge me and let me play it here on Crappy Hour. You'll just hear the audio, but basically it's Danielle approaching Bethany in the Hamptons. Is that okay? It's 15 seconds long.
Yeah, of course.
Oops, sorry. I thought it was good. Danielle.
Michelle from says that you guys will know. Do you know? The girl's like, get it. I'm a dinosaur, but you're not.
You're not a dinosaur.
You're young boss, babe. Nice to meet you, Danielle.
It was basically Danielle coming up to her in a restaurant being like, oh my God, hi Bethany, I'm Danielle from Summer House. And then Bethany's like, yeah, it's this girl. Like, I have no idea who she is. Like, she says you guys will know who she is, but like, I don't. Like, who the fuck is this girl? Like, who the hell is
here? She says you guys will know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who she is, but she says you guys will know.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing. So, and Danielle's like, but you're a boss, babe. Like, we would the audience will totally know who I am. Right, guys? Right?
What's more embarrassing, Danielle saying, but you're a boss, babe, or Bethany advertising that she has no idea who she is? Like, it's just
Bethany
it's just,
literally going out of her way to be like, I don't know you. I have no
Bethany's
idea.
Bethany's like, you interrupted my dinner. Okay, this is my one meal for the month, and you interrupted it. And now I'm going to arrest you on my social media. Good luck.
Have fun with that. I mean, it's so Danielle to think, you know what? I'm going to go up to this lady and say, hey, guess where I'm from? Bravo. What do you think about that? I'm sure Bethany's going to react really well to that, Danielle, you dummy. Because you know,
how do you think
that part wasn't on the video? I'm just assuming that's how she approached it.
I would like to know what happened before Bethany pressed record or pressed play or whatever. Like, Danielle walks up to her. How does Danielle get from, hey, I'm on Bravo also, to we got to do a TikTok? Like, Danielle had to have if Bethany's claiming she doesn't know who Danielle is, by the way, Bethany, the leader of the Reality Reckoning, and being like, oh, wait a second, I'm off the clock for Reality Reckoning. I don't know who you are. Get out of my face.
I think she gave that up.
She's like, I don't care about reality stars anymore. But like, Danielle clearly walked up to her and was like, hey, I'm Danielle. I'm from Summer House. I was on Bravo too. And Bethany's like, I don't know who you are. No, but I was like, I'm Bravo. Isn't this funny? This is funny. We should do like a social. You think we should do a social? I got a lot of followers. I don't just go on to social. Why should I go on? What should I do with social? Just do it. It'll be fun. Come on. It'll be fun.
I bet Bethany already had that damn phone out recording. Of course she did. You think Bethany ever has that phone out not recording? Danielle's probably like, hi, I know you. She's like, oh, yeah, you do? I don't know you. I know you. All right, let's get it on TikTok. Embarrass this fucking idiot right now. All right, smile for the cameras. Nobody knows who you are. All right, does anybody know who this is? Nope, nobody knows. Nobody has no idea. Look, I've never seen so many no's right in a row. That's crazy. That's insane.
Danielle, now you know what I felt like when I walked into that supermarket and no one recognized me from endorsing their chicken.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, Bethany's latest thing. We talked about it on the last Crappy Hour was her, oh my God, have you tried this chicken salad? It's sick. This is the sickest chicken salad I've literally ever had in my life. So then she went back to the restaurant. Did you know this? She gave the chicken a great review on her TikTok. And yes. Then went back to the chicken, the chicken place, the salad place, and ripped them a new one because nobody recognized her. Did we talk about that on the last?
No, because this happened last week. I think we texted because it happened last weekend. So she went and she was like, okay, you know what? Pushed like millions of sales of these chickens. So like, I'm going to go to that market and see if people recognize me. So she goes in and she's like, hi. Yeah, no, I'm just here. Hi, Bethany Frankel. Yeah, no, just someone who likes your chicken. Yeah, I haven't helped sell like thousands and thousands of your millions of dollars of your chicken in the past week. No, it wasn't me. Oh, no. Hi. Okay, I'll move over here. Everyone's ignoring her and she loses her mind. She's like, no, I just don't understand. Like, you know, I help you guys sell like 45 million sandwiches in 1 week. And like, you don't even say thank you. It's just like, it's crazy. It's just like, it's a weird world. I don't understand it.
Like, I literally made you. It's like Pinocchio seeing Geppetto on the street and pretending he doesn't know who Geppetto is. Like, it's literally insane. Like, I literally made you guys. Like, you don't know me? Like, I don't need you to kiss my ass. I just, can you believe this? No one come to this restaurant. She's just, like, lost her shit.
She bans the restaurant.
Yes. And then, what an idiot. I mean, I couldn't tell. Like, is she doing a bit? Like, I just can't tell what she's doing because she can't be that out of touch, right? Like, she's lost the story.
She is out of control. Look, you know me. I've definitely had moments where like I have like mentioned a product a million times on the podcast or somewhere in my life and not trying to be like try to get free things out of it, although I have done that too. But like there have been times where I've like talked about it a lot, etc. And then like if I've been in Bethany's shoes where then I've gone to the place and I've been like, yeah, you know, I've actually talked about this on our podcast. And they're like, cool. And they just move on. And I'm like, okay, well, I will see myself out, you know? But like, what I do is in that moment, I remind myself, oh, you were about to go down the path of being a monster, an egotistical monster. And it's like, oh, that was a really good ego check. Not like, what? Everybody don't go to the store anymore. It's terrible. They don't even appreciate good marketing and good publicity anymore. I mean, she's like absolutely
amazing. Yeah, I can't imagine even thinking like that. So weird. Like, yeah. I mentioned a chicken salad. Like, where's my award? Like, that's insane to me. And the grocery store is apparently a really popular grocery store in the Hamptons. And they released a video. I think this is what happened. They released something on their Instagram the next day that was Kelly Bensimone. Like, you guys, I literally love this store. This is like the best chicken salad I've ever had in my life. That's lovely. And then this other thing, like, she's just glowing about the store. And she's like, you guys, come here. I love, love, love these people. And then they just left it at that.
That's perfect. So good for them. Yeah. No, Bethany's a monster. And also, by the way, like, be smooth about it. At least just like go up to the counter and be like, I just have to say, I love your chicken salad. And I honestly, like, I'm not going to lie, I've been talking about it all week on my Instagram. You know, it's just like my favorite thing ever. You know, like, God, like, it's been so exciting seeing my millions of followers eat it also. And then they'll go, oh, my God, thank you so much. Here's a free one on the house. But don't just stand there and expect all the people who are moving, who are actually doing work, who are lifting crates.
You know what I have to say? No, don't even do that. No one gives a fuck about your Instagram. No one gives a fuck that you're on TikTok. Like, no one cares. Don't do that. You care, and that's great. And if you happen to find someone that cares, great. Like, maybe you'll find someone who's going to give you millions of dollars. They do it every day. Hopefully, you'll get lucky, and you'll get that. But don't fucking go up to a counter and be like, guess what? I have totally promoted your chicken salad all week long. I'm like, what the fuck are they supposed to do? Get on their hands and knees? The woman's been in the back fucking gutting chickens and mixing it with mayonnaise all day. You think she gives a fuck about your ticky-talkie? Get the fuck out of here, Bethany. God.
Yeah, she's terrible. I'm just saying, if she is going to do it, she could be smoother about it.
Oh, God, she can't be smooth. It's Bethany. So speaking of the reality reckoning, it's sick. Let's check in on the latest news on that. Brandy has been going a little cuckoo. She's still a little cuckoo, posting on her Twitter, guys, pray for me, hearts, you know? And then she put something out that was like, no choice but to sue, heart, heart, sick. Or she posted, this is what happens when stress gets to you. And it's just a picture of her looking miserable and, you know, fillered out and all that good stuff. Mm. And so she released her bombshell evidence this week. Who knows how much she has, but a lot of her bombshell evidence came out this week. One was a video of Andy and Kate Chastain video FaceTiming her, which she was recording. So I guess she was trying to maybe plan using some evidence for a long time. Anyway, she had this FaceTime video, and it's Brandy and Kate being like, hey, we want to see you. Wish we could see you right now. It'd be awesome. We could all have sex together. And Brandy's like, yeah, I could bring my dildo. And then they're all joking, and Brandy has been traumatized by that video being recorded. Did you see the video?
I did see the video, and to me, it was a big nothing. I guess, like, you know, Andy is in a position of power, yada, 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 inappropriate, but still think that, like, I don't know. I give it a big shrug. Like, they were being jokey. If anything, it was them. They were joking. They weren't saying, like, let's have a threesome. They were being jokey. They were joking the way that Brandy jokes. If you listen, like, Brandy, have you listened to your own podcast? Have you listened to anything you've ever said? Have you watched the footage of you? Have you watched the footage of you going after Caroline Manzo in a bathroom? I think you need to relax.
Yeah. But she's trying to, that's what she's trying to do, is take the accusations of assault that are against her and saying, well, if you're going to accuse me of assault, then you have to accuse Andy of assault with this video, because this video, he's a boss and he shouldn't be doing that. And she's apparently mad because Bravo will not release the season, which she says will vindicate her. She's like, if people would just see the season, they would see that I never did any of this stuff. Unfortunately, there were not cameras in the bathroom, so no one would see it. You know, so it would still be a he said, a she said, she said sort of a thing. Andy's response was, the video shows Kate Chastain and I very clearly joking to Brandy. It was absolutely men and Jess. And Brandy's response was clearly communicated that she was in on the joke. And that said, it was totally inappropriate. And I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. Inappropriate. You know, and I think Andy is learning the hard way that he just can't be friends with the people on his network, unfortunately for him.
Yes. And Leah Sweeney's lawyer immediately released a statement saying Bravo thinks it's above the law. And then Brandy's next thing that she released, her next piece of evidence, is that Andy texted her something disgusting, dun dun dun, about trying to make her have sex with people. Uh-oh. And where are these? Come on. Is that a Leah McSweeney? I'm sorry. Now I need to find the damn text. But basically, she's texting Andy, and he's like, oh, I thought you'd hook up with my stage manager. He's kind of hot. She's like, yeah, he's hot. Well, Austin's been trying to get with me. And he's like, yeah, I thought you'd hook up with Austin. You guys like each other. This is Austin from Southern Charm. And her saying something along the lines of, yeah, well, he was with this girl while he's trying to get with me. Like, we need better men on Bravo. And Andy's like, yeah. So that is, she is taking and saying that Andy is trying to make her have sex with employees and that that's not his place as a boss to do. I mean,
wow, she's just really grasping. It's like some people can't get out of their own way. You know, she was brought back into the fold. They brought her in for two different girls trips. She was on the Dorinda one. They brought her back for this one. But she was on the Traitors. She was making her comeback. She really fucked it up. And it seems like with the Caroline thing, she just had to just like keep that mouth closed, let the process, you know, do what it had to do, and it'd be okay. But wow, she is really just undermining her entire situation. So good luck.
Yeah. Good luck to her. Best of luck to her, guys. So I just posted a link in the chat. So let's go ahead and end this for the regular listening audience, and we'll keep it going for some live chat action for the next few minutes or so to end this off. But everybody who's been listening, thank you so much. We're here every other Monday, 5:30 Pacific time. We will talk to you next time.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie,
she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. We want to hang with Liz Lang. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.